South Korean police arrest illegal gambling ring running 70 billion won sites. Police have dismantled a criminal network running illegal gambling websites that processed about 70 billion won in bets nationwide. The crackdown highlights the risks illegal platforms pose to players while tightening pressure on underground operators. The Ulsan Metropolitan Police Agency announced the arrest of 8 members of the group, including its alleged ringleader, managers, and customer service staff. 7 suspects were detained on charges of operating illegal online gambling services. Investigators say the group ran 2 gambling websites, including one known as Top Cafe, for about 6 years between January 2020 and February 2026. Authorities estimate the platforms attracted more than 1,000 users and processed approximately 70 billion won, equivalent to nearly $47 million. Gambling websites disguised as game platforms. According to police findings, the websites were designed to appear like ordinary online game portals. Users deposited money into designated bank accounts and received credits on the platform, which were then used to place wagers. Once logged in, participants could access casino-style games such as slots and baccarat, mimicking the experience of a traditional online casino. Winnings were later converted back into cash and transferred to users' bank accounts. Investigators said the operation was structured almost like a legitimate company. Members of the group were assigned specific roles covering areas such as site management, customer service, financial transactions, and marketing. Profits were divided among members based on the volume of wagers generated by their activities. Authorities believe this organizational structure allowed the group to sustain operations for several years without drawing immediate attention. Nationwide recruitment network. The group also built a recruitment network that extended across different regions of South Korea. Agents were reportedly stationed in areas including Gyeonggi Province, where they promoted the illegal gambling platforms and attracted new participants. Police say some recruiters went further by targeting adult-only internet cafes, installing or distributing gambling programs that allowed customers to access the illegal sites. This tactic enabled the network to reach players who might otherwise have avoided dedicated gambling platforms. The approach highlights how underground gambling operators increasingly combine online systems with physical venues to expand their reach. Recent enforcement actions across Asia highlight how widespread illegal gambling networks have become. For example, authorities in Thailand last week uncovered a large cross-border operation when Bangkok police arrested 93 Vietnamese nationals in a suspected online gambling operation targeting players in Vietnam. Investigators said the group operated from a condominium office and handled large volumes of bets while running the operation around the clock. Sophisticated tactics to avoid detection. Investigators say the organization used a range of tactics to evade law enforcement. Members relied on burner phones, frequently changed office locations, and rented properties under other people's names to avoid being tracked. Financial activity was also disguised through bank accounts opened under false identities. Meanwhile, the websites themselves were hosted on servers located overseas, making them harder for authorities to shut down quickly. Despite these precautions, police began investigating the group after receiving intelligence related to the Top Cafe site in June 2025. 8-month investigation leads to arrests. Authorities spent 8 months analyzing financial records and communication logs before moving in. Investigators tracked roughly 100 accounts linked to suspicious transactions, along with call records between suspected members of the organization. Police eventually identified 3 operational offices in Sungnam, Gyeonggi Province, where key members were coordinating activities. During the arrests, officers seized cash believed to be criminal proceeds totaling about 62 million won, along with several luxury items, including 3 high-end watches such as Rolex models. Police warn of social harm. Police officials say illegal gambling platforms present significant social risks beyond financial crime. Because they operate without regulation, they can expose both adults and minors to addictive gambling products while offering little protection for users. Authorities also warn that such operations often lead to additional crimes, including fraud, money laundering, and organized financial networks. A police spokesperson said investigators will now focus on confiscating profits generated by the gambling websites through forfeiture procedures. The authorities are also working to identify additional individuals who may have supported or benefited from the operation. For law enforcement, the case serves as a reminder of how illegal gambling networks continue to evolve. While the websites may look like harmless entertainment platforms, behind the interface there is often a complex criminal enterprise operating at a national scale.